This is a reading of Fraser in the North, a due south gen fanfiction story written by Kern Zelda, and its remix, Journey of the Beast, the White Wolf remix, written by Akamene Chan, both read by Malinpoodle. Fraser in the North. The Tupik lies in the shadow of the mountain, a low tent of tanned caribou hides stitched together over willow poles, bound with sinew and anchored with stone. Earlier in the summer, Benton had built the small dwelling by hand to shelter him and Diefenbaker through the nightless days. A narrow stream of pale vapor drifts upward from the top seams. "Roughing it," he'd replied when asked his destination. "A vacation away from the crowded streets of Tuktoyaktuk. Deep in country. Man and beast. Yes, Diefenbaker, you are the beast. Against the elements." Within the tent, moist clouds roil, seeping into hides, wetting skin, dampening fur. Smoke layers over steam, steam over smoke, more with every violent hiss of water striking heated rock. Outside, it's cold and clear, silence broken by the distant calls of birds. Inside, Deef lies soundless and trembling. Benton had stripped away his own layers of clothing earlier, flung them carelessly aside, an untidy pile of uniform and undergarments. A place for everything, and everything in its place. The cheerful voice of a woman long gone. He'd been a boy. He is young still, and alone save for the half-wolf lying at his side, shallow breathing and pale-gummed. Benton has done all he can. He treated Deef's wound with a cleansing juniper berry wash. He dressed the deep belly gash with cotton grass and willow charcoal, then packed it with moss until blood no longer seeped out to darken the makeshift bandage, thick fabric cut from spare long johns. The strip loops tightly around Diefenbaker's midsection, too bright, too red against limp white fur. Benton finally mixed up acetyl salicylic acid from the inner bark of a pine and forced a draft of it down Deef's throat. He's done all he can, but his friend and companion lies insensate and still, hovering on the cusp of life or death. They are 100 miles from civilization and medical aid. Diefenbaker wouldn't last the journey to the nearest settlement. Now the only thing Benton can do is wait. Pray for a miracle. Or seek another answer. There are more things in heaven and earth. It doesn't take long to gather a collection of lichen-mottled stones, a few handfuls of herbs dug from beneath heavy drifts of snow. It takes longer to heat the rocks in a pit dug in the earth floor of the Tupik. Pine and aspen, juniper and willow, a mixture of woods that burn fast and slow, scenting the air with smoke tart and sweet. Benton sits cross-legged beside Diefenbaker and rakes stones from one pit to the next, then tosses a dipper of melted snow water over them. Splash and sizzle, hiss and sigh, and the hot steam rises to mix with the smoke, dizzying. At the same time, calm descends, and Benton closes his eyes and breathes. The odors of wood and stone and earth mingle, dark and clean like driftwood and furniture polish. It tastes and smells restorative, relaxing, and if it won't heal, neither will it harm. Benton chants, prays, to center himself. Outside, winds rise in a whistling chorus. Light thumps and thuds against the walls alert him to a beginning snow flurry, one that could soon engulf the shelter. The air grows close. Sweat rolls down Benton's forehead, his shoulders, his back and belly. Legs crossed and eyes closed, he half-sings native phrases, alien syllables, words slurring in his mouth. Deef pants beside him. The darkness behind Benton's eyes softens, his head droops. Shoulders slumping, his hands loosen and drape across his thighs. A drum begins to beat. Thump-bump. Two drums, fast and steady, deep as permafrost. Thump-bump, thud-lub. Thump-bump, thud-lub. The drums are footsteps, man and wolf running side by side. Benton opens his eyes to a field of ice, the sky white above, no trees in sight, no birds. No one beside him. He turns in a slow circle and sees a forest deep and black. He walks toward it and discerns white trunks glimmering behind the deadened outer perimeter. A flash of scarlet, a stuttering cry, a cardinal's bright red crest. Cardinalis cardinalis, out of place. Dancing from the upper branches of a dead fir down to a very bright bush near the burnt aspens. He follows it, bare feet sinking and rising, breaking snow crust, powder clinging to his calves. He isn't cold. He's as ancient and primal as the world. His hands brush the dead trunks and carry soot away. He reaches the first line of living trees and stops. Eyes fade into view, Cheshire in reverse. It's only after he's lifted his hand in greeting that he sees sharp teeth, a flicking tongue, fur smooth and white as snow. Words form in his mind. He lays his hand over his heart and bears it out, crimson glass in the shape of a wolf's head. There is silence, then the cardinal shrieks overhead. The wolf of Inuit legend. Amagook? No, Amarak, surely. Pause the snow once, twice. Blades of grass spring up where the snow had flattened them, slowly straightening. Benton remains motionless, wouldn't move if he could, transfixed by dark eyes older than any white man's venture into these lands. The wolf leaps forward, and its fur is ice where it brushes his naked ribs. He whirls to watch it go, wants to call after it, but the glass in his hand is gone. The cardinal is gone. The wolf is gone. Benton begins to walk. He starts to run, following the deep trail broken in the snow. Black snow drifts down, and it's the soot from the dead trees. Ashes. Gray and black and white, the trees themselves shivering and cracking as they fall. Benton's hands are empty, his lungs full of cold air, his skin burning with snow, and his mind empty of name or need, save to catch the running wolf. He steps onto ice and falls into blackness. Smoke. Steam. Heat clinging to his skin, moisture in his nose, his lungs. Drums beat slower, a two-part rhythm that slowly subsides, fades. Benton opens his eyes. Diefenbaker presses a warm nose against his side, a low whine rising while his tail beats weakly once and twice against the floor. Journey of the Beast, the White Wolf Remix. The odors of wood and stone and earth mingle, dark and clean, like driftwood and furniture polish. It teases Diefenbaker's senses, lures him deeper into the dark and still ranges of the borderlands. He walks, careful of icy shards under paw, following a path not with his nose, but with his heart. He travels under a glittering sky trail of stars, reflecting off the snow, deepening the shadows. Time passes, but the stars remain motionless in the eternal night, and his journey continues. The heart trail leads him to a clearing, and in the center of the clearing is a giant white wolf, larger than any Dief has ever seen before. It is bigger than a bull caribou, and it stares at Dief with coal red eyes. Amarok, Dief says, dipping his head in respect. The white wolf stares at him, measuring. There are two paths for you to choose from, the white wolf says. Forward to your packmate, who awaits your return. Backward to the next life, the endless hunting ground. The spirit wolf's jaws open wide in a bloodthirsty grin, teeth sharp and flashing in the starlight. Choose wisely, pup. Dief stares at the wolf, head tilted. He scents the air, twitches an ear to hear better. He thinks of his packmate and the bond between them, reaches out with his spirit and feels it, leading not ahead, but behind. Not Amarok, he barks. Amagook, trickster. He raises his hackles and growls, a low, rumbling sound that wakes a phantom ache on his belly. As he steps forward, the white wolf fades away, leaving only the burning eyes to stare at Deef for an endless moment before winking away. He snaps his jaws in frustration before turning back, following the heart song of his packmate, suddenly loud in this quiet land. He doesn't have any problems making his way back, and when Deef finds his packmate, he presses a warm nose against his side, a low whine rising while his tail beats weakly, once and twice against the floor. The end. This has been a reading of Fraser in the North by Kern Zelda and its remix, Journey of the Beast, the White Wolf Remix by Akamene Chan, read by Malin Poodle.